morning. God put this on my heart. So I just want to try to follow him because he knows what we need. And for many of us today, aren't you glad that the answer is on its way? We don't know what the answer is. God knows what's best. And the answer, when it comes, I pray that we will just be receptive to the spoken word of God as he moves in our lives. So Matthew, the 6th chapter, reading verses 14 and 15. Matthew 6, verses 14 and 15. For if we forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Those two verses this morning. And we need forgiveness in our hearts, in our lives. And that's what Jesus is teaching here as we talk about the Lord's Prayer. And he even tells us, you know, in the Lord's Prayer for us to even forgive our debtors forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors as well. And our text this morning is something that God just gave to us, is forgiveness. Easy to ask for, but hard to give. Forgiveness. How many of us have been wronged along life's journey by those of the world and also by those even sometimes in the church? It hurts when the world wrongs us, but it hurts even more when somebody in the church harms us in one way or another. We've been hurt along this journey. There's been disagreements that we've had. And it's nothing new. If we go and we look at the Word of God, Peter got in trouble a lot because of disagreements, even with our Lord and Savior as he walked upon this earth. But even others, Paul had times that he couldn't walk with a brother anymore because of disagreements that came between them, John Mark. And then there came a later point in Paul's life when he said, "Send John Mark to me." There were times that they couldn't walk together because of disagreements, but it's better to separate than it is to hold hard feelings. Because as our scripture reading this morning, if we don't forgive and we carry that grudge with us, how many of you have ever carried a grudge? We're in the house of the Lord. It's like a weight that we have on us. And it makes us to where we're not able to do the things that God wants us to do because of that weight that we've got hanging around our neck. It's like a millstone that we walk around with. Some of us have had lies that's been told. How many of you have ever been lied upon? Where people just make stuff up. It's like, where did this come from? And, you know, sometimes the best rebuttal is saying nothing at all. Amen? Because it's hard to defend a lie. It's hard to substantiate what the truth is sometimes from the lie. And there's times that we've been spoken bad of along the journey. It seems like that God gave this to me this morning that there's times that we go to do good to help somebody and it turns around to be bad. Something that we did. And, you know, I've seen these statements and you've seen them as well. If we don't learn to accept constructive criticism, we're never going to grow. I need criticism. But I think it needs to be in the right way, in the right tone, so that we can grow. And even times that we've been stolen from, where people come in and take things that belong to us. And often it's not just material things. There are people that have come and tried to steal our spirituality, working with the devil, because the devil knows if he can get you down, he's got the victory in your life. It's time we put the devil on the run. And there's times that people have just been mad at God for something that has happened in their life. I've heard people say this: I'm mad at God. When a loved one passed, who knows more about what's best for you and for your families than God? Or when God didn't send healing, or when a bad accident happened, people get mad at God. And can I put this, and I don't mean it to be comical, God's not ringing up, sitting in heaven, worried about you being mad at him. It's not going to change his day, because he knows what the truth is. Amen? And how many of you know they say that there's two sides to every story? And I've heard that also there's not just two, but there's three sides to every story. Yours, theirs, and what God knows. Amen? So the Bible says if we want forgiveness in our life, we have to give forgiveness. Seen people get in an argument over little to nothing that amounted to a hill of beans and separate. And the devil will come to drive a wedge in our relationships. But you see, the Bible has oft given us many examples of people that had to ask for forgiveness, but also some that gave forgiveness even before it was asked for. If we go to the book of Genesis and you turn over to the 37th chapter, you see where there was a young man by the name of Joseph whose brothers despised him just because his dad favored him. And his dad had that coat of many colors made, and it just made the situation even worse. And I say this morning, that my brothers and sisters know that I was mom's favorite. They know that. They'll tell you that. But I didn't see it. I believe that's the way Joseph may have been. And his brothers out in a far land came across a pit. And they put him down in it. They was going to put him down in there to kill him, to let him lay there and die. But God had different plans, and he sent some Midianites along the way, and they sold Joseph as a slave to them. And you know the story. He ends up down in Egypt. He ends up in jail as a prisoner. And because of favor with God, he got out. And then here comes a lie being told on him, because when he got out, Potiphar's wife said that he tried to rape her. So he went back to the prison. But here comes God again, and he delivers him and makes him second in all of the kingdom. And because of a famine, here comes his brothers down to Egypt to buy some food, some corn. They didn't recognize him, but he recognized them, Eli. And when he finally revealed himself to them, they was fearful, because they knew that they was going to kill him. And if it had not been for the Midianites coming along, he would have been dead. But you know what he did? How many of us could look at somebody that tried to kill us, somebody that sold us as a slave, and look them in the eye and say, I forgive you? And you say, but the Bible doesn't say that in so many words. And it doesn't. But I believe forgiveness came in his heart. And when it comes in your heart, you have to express it. Amen. His own brothers. And yet he forgave them. The Bible is just full of stories about people who gave forgiveness. Go to the book of Hosea and read about this man of God and how he gave forgiveness to his wife, Gomer, who was a harlot. And early this morning, I thought, my goodness. Forgiveness is easy to ask for. How many of us ever went to God and asked for forgiveness? We ask God for it. But it's hard for us to give forgiveness. And I believe this with all my heart today. Before we even go to God and ask for forgiveness, He's already given it. The answer is already on its way. We go to the Bible and we read about Jeremiah, who for preaching the truth was cast into prison, into a prison cell. How many of us have ever gotten in trouble because we spoke the truth? Did you know in today's society, if you speak the truth, you're going to get in trouble? There's coming a day, and I don't believe it's that far away, that sin is no longer going to be able to be preached about over the airways. If you preach about sin, you're going to be classified as a hater, and you're going to be classified as one that is going against protected classes of people. But you know what? The Bible didn't change. God's word is still the same. And Jeremiah got in trouble in his day for preaching the truth. And we will get in trouble for preaching the truth. But yet there is no reason for us to ask for forgiveness for the truth of the Word of God. David had instances in his life. You remember Saul despised David. And even sought to kill him. Because he was jealous. Did you know there are people that are jealous of you and I? They're jealous. They look at us and say, look at them. Some even look at us and say, they think they're something. Well, in a way I do. Because I'm a born again child of God. That's the only thing I've got to brag about in this life. But Saul was jealous of David. Saul never asked David for forgiveness, but David gave him forgiveness. When David could have taken his life, he said, I can't do that to God's man. And to show you how David gave forgiveness, you remember, he said, is there anyone left of Saul's house that I might show mercy for Jonathan's sake? And there was that little boy down in Lodabar. Hallelujah. By the name of Mephibosheth. And David sent down there. Mephibosheth had been hiding all those years and probably thought when the king's chariots pulled up, they found me and now they're going to kill me, the last of Saul's household. But instead of killing him, they brought news. David, the king calleth for you. And when he got back to David's kingdom and he walked in there to the palace, David said, for your father's sake, I'll show forgiveness to your grandfather and you will dwell in my house and eat at the king's table continually. Isn't that like God today? He gave forgiveness even though it wasn't asked for. You see, little Mephibosheth didn't have anything to be sorry for. He didn't do anything. The Bible teaches us that so many that ask for forgiveness. You already know the scripture where he says in Matthew 18 and 21. You say, but these people have done harm to me time after time after time. The question was, ask, how oft should I forgive my brother who sins against me? How often should I forgive him? Seven times? And Jesus answered back and said, no, seven times 70. 490 times, or just put it indefinitely. And we look and we say, Lord, I don't know if I could forgive that many times when somebody has done wrong to me so many different ways. You know what I say? How many times has God forgiven us? How many times has God forgiven us when we just whispered a little prayer? And I believe this morning. Not just whispering a prayer, but when it comes to our mind and we just say, Lord, forgive me. How many times has God forgiven us? And you say, but Roger, you want us to be a walking mat for people just to abuse and abuse? No, I believe that there's times that we need to forgive and then separate. Amen. Look what happened to Lot and Abraham. They came to the road where their servants weren't getting along anymore. They were mean to each other. And Abraham looked at his nephew and said, you go to the right and I'll go to the left, or you go to the left and I'll go to the right. And they separated. Lot went down there to a place of sin, and he found comfort down there. But you see, even though he went in sin, God sent a Savior to bring him out. Sent Abram down there to get him out. And you know what? If I went down to Lot's house and God had sent me down there, I think I'd had a message for him when I got there, wouldn't you? You put yourself in this situation. You could have passed on through and you wouldn't be in the trouble you're in now. But you took comfort in being here. And look at all you lost. How many of you know when he went down there, he had herdsmen and a bunch of animals that was his? Have you ever read where when he came out, the herdsmen and the animals came out with him? He lost it all. Even lost his wife while he was down there. Because you see, she looked back. Folks, when we're on the road to heaven, there's no place for us to look back. And if the devil can get you to hoard unforgiveness, he'll just get you to meditate on it and meditate on it. And even, I'll confess this morning for you, maybe it'll help you. Things that's happened in the past, there's still times that sometimes my blood just boils to think about it. But then I have to say, Sister Mary, Lord, help me to put that behind me. Because you see, forgiveness is easy to ask for, but it's hard to give. Somebody about ready to shout in the house of the Lord. But not only should we ask for forgiveness, but we should give forgiveness, because we're not all that perfect either. How many of you have made mistakes? And there's times that people look at our actions that we're trying to help, and they interpret it that we're trying to take it away. And I want to say today, there's nothing that you have that I want to take away. In fact, I want God to give you more. Yeah. How many preachers you hear say that in the pulpit? I'm not asking God to take away. I'm asking God to give you more than he's ever given you along this journey. The Bible teaches us Stephen in the book of Acts, while they was stoning him to death. See what the love of God will do? While they were stoning him, Eli, when he looked up into heaven and he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Right? What did he pray? He said, lay not this to their charge. How many of us could pray that prayer today? I don't know that I could. People trying to kill him. And they was in the process of killing him. Every stone meant he was 1 second closer to heaven. And he prayed for forgiveness. But you see, he had an example. Because when they was crucifying Jesus, one of the last seven sayings from the cross was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Sometimes I have to say, Lord, help me forgive them, because they don't know what they're doing. They're young. They're just running off at the mouth. Right? You ever had anybody say, I hate you? You know, it's easy for kids to say that. And sometimes easy. You see, our kids mimic what they see out of us. And I don't know if I've ever said I hate anybody. I hate the devil. That's for sure. But I believe that we ought to love everybody in spite of their shortcomings, because sometimes we're all difficult to get along with. I got one amen. But the Bible teaches us, Paul said in the book of Acts in the 13th chapter and the 38th verse, that we preach forgiveness. Where would we be had God not forgiven us? And yet we want to hold unforgiveness. I ain't never going to forgive them. I'll go to my grave remembering what they did. And Brother Jim and I have talked in the past about people fall out and just hate each other over a property line that's a half inch too far one way or the other. Let me tell you, there is nothing in this world that's worth hating somebody over. That is a characteristic of the devil, and we ought to stay away from it. Amen. If they want a half inch, they could put that fence post wherever they want, because the county knows where my property line is at. Amen. And it's not my property anyway. It belongs to the bank. They just let me live there. And when I die, it's not my, I'm not taking it with me. It's staying behind. The only thing I'm taking with me is what God has put down in my soul. The Bible teaches us that Paul preached this in Ephesians, that for Christ's sake, God forgives us. Christ, and I pause there for a minute, Brother Emerson. Christ is the only way to get to God. Not Mary, not Joseph. You can't even go to God without going through Jesus Christ. And we see that for Christ's sake, God forgave us of our sins. Who is it that we pray to through the Spirit? We pray to Jesus. Jesus appeals our case to the Father and brings back through the Holy Ghost forgiveness that we have asked for. Then we also ought to forgive one another for Christ's sake, that it not hinder the church. I've seen church splits over unforgiveness. You ever said something one way and people misinterpret what you said? And they'll go on and on and on with it. And it's like, that's not what I said. Because time it gets to the second person, the third and fourth person, it gets added to, or some key points get deleted, and it comes back, you're the bad guy. Amen. It's happened to all of us, no doubt. So he says that if you forgive men their trespasses, God will forgive us of ours. Maybe there's unforgiven sin that's in our lives. And you say, is it sin? If we harbor ill feelings one toward another, I believe that's sin. Don't you? You know, there's people that probably don't like me because they didn't like my dad. Or didn't like my mom. Yeah. You see, dad is very passive. But mom would tell it the way it is. Amen? And in like manner, many of us are in that situation. And people don't want to hear how it really is. They'd rather live in a lie than accept the truth. But he said, if we don't forgive them, neither will our Father forgive us our trespasses. This morning, where would we be if God hadn't forgiven us? Time after time after time again. How many of you failed Him so many times that you can't even count them all up? Made mistakes. And yet, every time we ask, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings. And you say, doesn't God remember what you did? The Bible says that God cast our sins into the sea of forgetfulness. Teaches us that story. But He also said that He put our sins, our trespasses, as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. I wish I could have that kind of forgiving power in my mind, in my heart. I believe our heart. Remember last week we preached about heart, soul, and strength, our mind. You see, I believe our soul, there's no ill feelings that can enter our soul. But our heart and our mind can have unforgiveness in them if we're not careful. Sometimes our heart will forgive them, but in our mind. And I don't want to rake up bad feelings this morning. But how many of you had something that happened to you 30 years ago and you still remember it? Right? You still remember it. You say, Roger, why did you bring that back up? Why did you have to bring that back up? But you see, if you truly have for forgiveness, you can just push it back out and say, Satan, we're not going there today. Amen? We're not going there because what they meant for evil, God has turned into good. Look where you're at today because God knows your true heart. He knows your true intentions. He knows all about us today. So we ought not allow unforgiveness. While Robin Sharon gets us a song of invitation, let me show you what unforgiveness will do. It'll affect your spirituality. The Bible says if you go down to pray and you remember you have an ought against a brother, you ought to get up from praying. Stop praying. Get up and go to that brother and ask for forgiveness. And then you can go back and pray. What he's saying is the summary of this message. If we don't forgive one another, God will not forgive us. No matter how hard we pray, God will not forgive us if we don't forgive one another. And maybe today we've got some. You've been harmed in the past by someone in the church, maybe even somebody in your family. You've been harmed by them. You've been abused. And even though you try to forget about it, you never gave forgiveness. Maybe something that's in your life today that you need to ask God to help you to put it behind you. So that you can move forward. I said this many years ago, and I'll say it as I close and they sing. You cannot go forward looking in the rearview mirror. You cannot. Because if you keep looking in the rearview mirror, you're going to have accidents along the journey. One after another. Whereas if you forget about the past, and you look toward the future, of what God can do, we'll find that forgiveness will come to each and every one of us. Would you stand while they sing a verse of a song? I don't know why God laid it on my heart, but we need to have forgiveness. One toward another. Forgive our brothers and our sisters. Forgive those that spitefully used us and spoke all manner of evil against us. And ask God to restore. Would you do that this morning? follow your heart. And just ask God to help you put it away. Put it away. One more verse, Robbie, if you would. Don't leave with unforgiveness in your heart. Forgive them. Let it be upon them, not you. Yes. Let them carry that weight if they choose to do so. But you release them. Follow his heart today. God bless that one. Anybody else this morning? If we'll ask God, he is faithful and just to forgive us of all our shortcomings and sins and all of our failures. And Lord knows, as I testify again, God knows I've had my share. And there's times that I've had to ask for forgiveness. How many of you have ever spoken a word in anger? And you thought, man, I wish I hadn't have said that. I wish I hadn't have said it. Or maybe I shouldn't have said it in the manner in which I did. The message may have been true, but I shouldn't have said it in the way that I did. And even as spouses, I've had to ask Becky for forgiveness. More than she's had to ask me, I'll tell you that. Because you see, there's times that my buddy Chuck says, man, he said, you got the patience of Job. But man, when something gets under my skin, oh, that tongue that James talked about is so powerful and so destructive. If we're not careful, we'll say things that we really don't mean. Really don't mean that. But you know, they say there's a little bit of truth to everything you say. But it's just a little bit of truth. I didn't like the situation, but we elaborate on and we add more to it than what we should. Aren't you glad God don't work like that? You know, I think that we could almost raise the roof when we think about that. God is quick to forgive us and then put it behind and say, march on. And the devil wants us to go back and revisit everything that was wrong. And you know, you can, and now I'm going to close. You can blame everything wrong in your life on somebody else. But the fact of it is, we make our own decisions. And no matter how bad you was raised, you didn't have to stay there once you became an adult. You could go out and make your own life. You don't have to stay there. And I'm thankful today that I was raised in such a way that taught us this today. You make your bed, you lie in it. Amen. Don't come back to the house and blame mom and dad for it. You made that decision and you live with it. Amen. A lot of truth in that. I think a lot of our young people need to hear that message in our world today, don't you? Don't be blaming everybody for what's wrong in your life. Look in a mirror, and you can change it. Anybody got anything on your heart before we close? Yes. even when it's not asked for.
I heard a preacher down in North Carolina when I was traveling back and forth, and this was going back 15 plus years now. And he said one day he got tired of harboring those hard feelings toward someone that had wronged him. And he said that person would never come and ask for forgiveness, even though they knew that they was in the wrong. So one day he sat down and he wrote him a letter. And he said, "I forgive you." And he signed it and he mailed it. That was the end of the letter. Now what they do with that, you know, they can twist it and say, I'm not the one that needs to be forgiven. You need to ask me for forgiveness. But see, sometimes we just need to get it off of us and move on. Amen. Have you enjoyed being in the house of the Lord on this Sunday morning? Beautiful day. I thank him for it. And it's so wonderful to see each and every one of you this morning. Let's remember each other. Remember all these that are sick and afflicted, that God will just be with them and help them. And I think we have to have enough Christian love to say this. If I've wronged anybody, I ask you to forgive me. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. See, I've already asked for it. Now, if you don't forgive me, that's between you and God. Ain't that right? Some people say, "He didn't even shake my hand today." Well, I can't shake your hand much because of Corona. But if I didn't, you wait after church, I'll shake your hand. We got plenty of sanitizer around here. We can almost take a bath in it. But y'all have a great week. Enjoy life and enjoy what God has given you this day. God bless you.